Pickaxe.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yo, what up? Big H here. Honeydew coming at you.
2020. YogPod 2020.
YogPod 2020.
That's what people are calling this. There was like a meme, what do you see on the Reddit, where they like pulled the face off of Simon's peculiar portions and underneath. Right, what?
The monster's underneath the mask.
What are we doing today?
On Simon's peculiar portions, we've got some wonderful news. As this one struck me in particular. Can I use the mouse here? Yeah, this works. So there was, as I've described this, Frozen 2 got really weird.
Right.
So jury, oh no. Jury awards $400,000 over loss of frozen dog semen from prized Labradors. I'm just hearing now we've been demonetized.
anything. As soon as you say dog semen, YouTuber are on that. Especially in the first 10 seconds of the fucking video.
I mean, you got to start as you mean to go on.
Okay, so first of all, was this some sort of cryogenic freezing accident? Were people planning? Was Walt Disney's head also in the same freezer? Do you know what I mean? What happened? I need to know.
So there were 6 prize-winning Labradors.
Right.
They had their semen frozen in this... I guess it wasn't like an ice cream parlour. It was probably a lab somewhere,
a lab.
I imagine.
Yeah, full of lab semen. Yeah.
Oh, I get it. Lab. Labrador lab. That's very clever.
I'm working on it. One day.
But yeah, these prize-winning dogs, they died. All that was left of them was their... amazing.
Precious jizz.
Precious semen. And of course, they would use that to artificially inseminate the lady Labrador.
Not make ice cream. That's what the billionaires are drinking these days.
Oh my God.
I mean, if you're a billionaire, if you're Jeff Bezos, right, and you're thinking, or you're the head of YouTube, see Susan Wojcicki's, as if you're watching right now, Susan, hi.
Hi, Sue.
If you're checking this video to see if it should be demonetized and you've pressed the demonetize button and you haven't pressed it already, maybe you will after this. You've got billions of dollars. You're sitting there thinking, how do I spend this money? I get the most expensive, luxurious ice cream available.
Salted caramel.
Mmm. lab caramel. Salted, spunky dog spunk. Mmm. So, do you reckon you'd have a little flake in there? Maybe it'd be like a dog poo. Like a lovely
Christ.
Dog poo flake.
That is disgusting. Absolutely revolting.
So sorry.
I don't think you're taking this story seriously. These are prize-winning Labradors. His 6 best. They're dead. He was going to make hundreds of extra prize-winning Labradors out of this. And this poor man, whose name is Dick Wiener.
Nominative determinism in action. If you're a man named Dick Wiener, you end up being a fucking dog spunk milker. And a freezer.
That's a good point. How did he...
When we were at school, right, and you went to careers advice, did they ever, like... Can you imagine if you put your name in?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your name? We'll put you through the system. Dick, okay, Wiener. Well, it says here, you're going to wank off dogs and capture their sperm and freeze them in an ice cream van. Well, a bit weird, but I guess the careers advice has determined my ideal life path.
What did you get? At school, what were you recommended?
They recommended I be a, I can't even remember the name. It's like a person.
Coincidentally, also a dog.
Yeah, just
small world.
It's weird, isn't it, that came up? No, but that wasn't the job. Fucking hell. Right, sorry. His friend Brad Barcroft.
Yeah.
He sounds like a dog as well. Barcroft.
Barcroft. He's got bark in his name.
He has got it in his name as well.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Dick Wiener and Bark.
And Brad Barkoff. Stop Barkoffing. So,
I can't believe it. Oh my God.
They claimed the sperm bank negligently allowed the sperm to thaw.
There's a freezer mishap, an accident, or sabotage.
It's some other fucker at Crufts or whatever, the dog show. It's like, oh, yes, look at these fine Labradors. We can't let them win every time. And they break into the sperm bank at night and unplug the fucking freezer.
Who do you think's doing it? Is it like a...
Oh, my God.
A rival person that milks dogs.
Do you reckon it's like when your fucking power goes out in your house and you have to eat all the ice cream? You've got all of the tubs, like, on the fucking kitchen sofa and you're there with a spoon, like, I can't eat any more tubs of dogs, Stephen. Jeff Bezos and Susan Wojcicki are like... covered in fucking...
Oh my God.
I can't eat anymore. It's all... Oh. Oh, fuck.
Oh my God. I was going to say, who do you think did the sabotage? The rival dog breeder called Wang Longcock.
Yeah, there's probably like, I don't know, something weird. Let's think of it. Think of one.
Willie Helmet.
No, it would be like rough... Fetch lots or something. Fetch stick. Rough fetch stick. Be like that, wouldn't it? It'd be like a fucking dog pun name. Rufus Hound.
Rufus Hound.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
He's a funny man.
Dick Wiener. Oh, I can't God. It.
Well, it's you. This is where these stories happen.
Oh my God.
This is how this shit. Wiener, 81. He's 81 years old, Dick Wiener. Spent a whole lifetime.
Been breeding dogs for 50 years.
Of collecting their jizz.
Yeah.
They sell vials of frozen jizz for $3,000 a piece. Can you imagine if this was a James Bond movie? He's got one of those, like...
Is he the evil, the villain?
He's got one of those, yeah, in the freezer, in the dog semen freezer factory. It's like slick white walls, okay, like Mission Impossible.
Why is it slick and white?
White, like...
Oh, God, it's and like you, he's like, dripping off the fucking
you, like,
walls.
You press like a
hidden... They should keep him in the vials when it's just empty. Like a
they're frozen on the walls.
Just tossing
they use like
it in
a
there.
Wallpaper scraper to like get some jizz off.
Oh God!
You get like it's like pick your own. It's like a fucking strawberry field. You get like 2 hours in there with a wallpaper scraper, and you can get a basket of dog jizz.
And in the corner, still wanking off dogs. It just goes up the wall.
Ugh. So no, it's like a slick white panel. So you type it in, it goes hiss. It like hisses out. It's like a hidden panel.
Yeah.
And in there is like a silver urn, and you go like this, and all the gas comes out. And you get your vial of dog jizz.
Yeah.
You put it in like a briefcase, like one of those foam filled briefcases, and you take it to like a secret rendezvous.
No, you have like an aerosol canister, like Dennis
Nedry. Oh, yeah, like a secret one. And then you take it to like a park, you meet up with someone, and you show them the briefcase, the vial, like, you know, the suitcase of vials.
Have you got the goods?
Yeah. And they pay you in cash for the dog semen.
Is it good stuff? It's like they... they rub it on their lip.
They crack one of them
like
open.
On their gums. This is good shit.
They get a little dog poo, so I just set it off. That's how it's served. Best served.
Oh,
serving
my God.
Suggestion for you
oh
guys.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
What a story, eh?
If you slap a man with a white glove on a street corner... whilst there is a lady with a petticoat showing,
ooh.
If you can see her ankle at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and the sun is in the air, then
you're allowed to shoot a Welshman with a crossbow.
Exactly. Tempe police declare war on Penis Man.
Yeah, Penis Man.
Who is that?
He's a superhero.
The hero we didn't know we needed.
What's the fucking the Dark Rises thing? He's the hero we deserve, but not the one we need right now. That's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Fuck. Okay. So what does he do?
Well, what doesn't he do? He's a graffiti artist.
Like a Banksy.
Which is he's not really a graffiti artist. He all he does is write penis man on things.
Penis man?
Penis man.
Well, I mean, I can imagine the graffiti of a penis is quite common.
It's called tagging, isn't it? When you write your name on things.
Right.
So he tags just penis man. And there's this picture of all these porta potties, as they say in America.
Right.
Portaloos, as we say over here. And like one's got a P on, next one's got an E on, N, and so on. But he's left the one blank for the space.
Very smart.
And I admire him for that.
Yeah, it's the space, it's like spider hyphen man.
Yeah.
He's got his identification, his, you know.
You've got to have the proper formatting.
You've got to get it right. You've trademarked that, probably. So he's just been writing penis man on stuff. Is it like, you know, sometimes you do see it in like town, there'll be some office building and they'll put some sign up in the window, in like, in each window will be like an A4 paper.
Oh yeah,
spelling out something.
For like a message to the people on the other side.
Yeah. And the other thing, the other time you see words written on things is when they are like
in books and stuff.
No, like a baseball game. They have like the jocks with like words on their chest and or whatever. It's just like go.
Oh, like bachelor parties.
Go Rams or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
It'll say, you know, Greg, but if they stand in the wrong order, it'll say Reg.
Yeah.
Or what a fuck up. Or Gerg.
Yeah, I mean that's fairly normal. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
So, is that it?
Cops have declared, they've declared war on
right.
Penis Man.
Sorry, they've declared war on him. Because, I mean, all we've heard so far about Penis Man is that he's wrote his name on some toilets. I mean, I feel like this.
Well, it's not just toilets, it's like on side of buildings.
How prolific is Penis Man?
You know, he's been getting around.
Right.
So the historic flour mill, for example.
Uh-huh. Been defaced.
Yeah.
With the word penis man. Is it going to get to the point where...
That's a shame.
Like Banksy, stuff is worth money if he's defaced it, right? Or done art on it.
I mean, probably not, because he's not actually like... Banksy, he says things. You know, he makes some sort of point.
Well, but what is art? Maybe someone is buying the P on the fucking Portaloos for like £100,000.
Well, maybe this guy's just like Banksy's cousin in America.
Someone, I remember there was a thing about Banksy when someone lived in a house, Banksy done a painting on one of the walls.
They removed the wall.
They were trying to sell the house. They couldn't sell it. They then tried to sell the wall with the house. And then
one people, free house.
Exactly. Buy this wall, the Banksy on it, and you get a free house. Sold like bam, instantly. You know?
But it's exactly the same thing as just whatever.
I'm just saying on eBay, I bet you go on there, someone is gonna be selling like the fucking
Penis Man.
Penis Man graffiti this fucking, what do they have? A mailbox? I don't know. Dog.
He should do merch. He should do T-shirts that say Penis Man, baseball caps say Penis Man. You know, hoodies, says penis on the front, says man on the back. I'm just spitballing here.
Yeah, I think we need to do more than that, though. Like, merch is very, like, 2019, right? Merch is like, people aren't doing merch anymore. They're doing, like, custom, bespoke, temporary tattoos that you can put on your forehead, you know? Or, like, piercings. You could have, like, your body pierced into the words penis man. Or have your beard
how
shaved.
How would that work?
I'm not doing it. It's Zoomer stuff. Pay attention. It's what all the kids are doing it.
All the kids are...
kids aren't wearing hats anymore. They're playing Fortnite. And getting.
What's that got to do with putting piercings and spelling out a word?
Penis man. So how have they declared war on him? Sorry.
They said, we've had enough of Penis Man.
Do they know who he is?
They found him, Lewis. They got him. 25 heavily armed SWAT officers.
A follow-up.
The follow-up. This is hot news.
This is a very American overkill story. You hear about this shit.
Penis Man got arrested.
Penis Man's
Phoenix.
Just a man who's writing Penis Man on things. And he's going to be... He's the fucking 25 heavily armed SWAT... Do you think Penis Man's, he's not like in the Alamo, is he? He's not like armed to the teeth.
Maybe they worried he had like a deadly weapon. His penis.
He's been. He's not making the fucking art with his penis. Well, he might be.
Maybe he's
got like a Sharpie shoved down his dick hole.
Maybe he just dips his dick in the paint pot.
That's a thing that artists have done, I'm sure.
Oh, God.
There's tons of that stuff. You go to an art museum, there's like a banana fucking sellotape to a wall in one room. In the next room, there's some guys like fucking covered his junk in like oil, black like oil paint, and smeared it all over the floor. And everyone's like, value. Oh, no, Penis Man. That's there him. He is. There's his mugshot.
So Dustin is his name, Penis Man. He's just a beardy white
this
guy.
This isn't cool. It's like unmasking a superhero. I don't want to see this.
He's probably got a podcast. again, it says he'd become brazen with his markings in the past couple of weeks, hitting, among other places, the historic Hayden Flour Mill.
Well, maybe he obviously stepped over the line with the historic Hayden Flour Mill.
It must have been it. That was the tipping point for the cops.
Yeah, if you're doing it on like public toilets, who cares? But you know, if you've got to do it on like a listed building, oh my gosh,
that's pretty sad. So he's going to go to prison for 270 years.
Good. Well, a typical American underreaction. I think he should be hanged. Do they still hang people in America?
No, I think there's a couple of places that surprised. You can still do firing squads. I don't think they've done it, but it's still on the books. It's still legal.
You could still be whipped in places for doing stuff.
Like yeah, but usually I've got to pay her to do that.
Whoop, whoop. Animal news.
Animal news.
The regular animal segment. We've already done a big bit on animals. Cats caught breaking into human body farm to feast on the dead.
Yeah, it's where they grow the human bodies. It's where bodies come from. Did you learn about the birds and the bees?
Human body farm.
Yeah.
I mean, that expression itself is astonishing.
It's like a cabbage patch.
Right.
And then they peel back the leaves and there's a little baby. I'll call him Lewis. That's how you were born.
So, first of all, is this... I've heard about this. This isn't those things where they leave human bodies out to see how they decay, to teach FBI people, forensic people, how long... So they can know how long someone's been dead in the woods for, right?
Exactly that. So the idea is that they would see, especially like natural scavengers and like birds and whatever, fox. I don't even know where it is. Foxes, they have foxes there, coyotes.
Well, you'd assume like you'd want that though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they're supposed to get in, but they were surprised when they just found like a normal sweet tabby cat.
Oh my God, it's like the FBI is lovely. It comes out and it's thinking, oh, I'm going to go and eat some of that dead body like, ah!
But it came as a surprise that there was a bunch of feral cats that patrolled these woods and that they ate the fucking bodies. Because I didn't realise that cats would just eat people.
Yeah, isn't that the thing, though? That, like, when you die, a bit grim, when you die...
When I die.
If you die, your dog will wait, like, a week and starve to death.
I don't have a dog. I've got two cats, though.
But if you have a cat, like, if you don't move for, like, half an hour, it'll start nomming on your face.
Yeah. They do. They do, actually.
Yeah, well, they like eating stuff. Well, but isn't this... Most people have cats. Cats are all
most
over the place.
People.
A lot of people have cats. Well, most communities have cats.
Okay, yeah.
So if, like, a body dies in the woods, the local cats are going to go and get that. I think this is basically science in action. I don't think these cats are breaking in. I think this just shows that this is education.
I think cats have to respect...
The dead.
The dead. And boundaries and the law.
Right, it's 2020.
They should have known that they were trespassing... And that this important scientific research is being done. And now they've ruined it by being all hungry cats.
I mean, cats never respect nothing. Never gets a cat, never respected nothing, Simon.
They're not big on respect, actually.
They don't. They give no shits. That's why people like them. They're a little cocky and hard to get, you know? They're like chads.
Oh, my God. But this is disgusting, because, like... So the cats, I think they went for the soft tissue and
have they got names? Piddles and Fuckface.
Yeah, Fuckface and Wankchops.
Normally, they're lovely little cats. They said owner grandma, Ruth, you know, Thurston or whatever.
It was a 79-year-old woman. It was her body.
Oh, so it's not her cats.
And it was one cat, a stranger cat, that trespassed on these woods. And they started eating soft tissue and layers of fat. They then put a cage around the body for a week. So the cat couldn't get to it. But when they then removed the cage, the same cat returned every night over the course of 35 days.
Oh my God, for a little nibble.
To continue eating it. And it ate part of her breast area and it exposed the bone on her arm.
Well, that is just awful. God, I hope you're not, no one's eating dinner while they're... So, okay, first...
They'll eat you.
Are they descended from, like, hyenas? Is that what it comes from? Like a kind
hyenas
of...
Hyenas are dogs, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're a dog. They are.
They're kind of looking...
They're not feless.
You're right. Why do I think they're, like, laughing cat thingies, then? Who am I thinking of? Who? Because vultures obviously eat classic scavenger vultures. But surely if a body's been going for, like, 30 days in the woods, you're not going to want to chow down on that.
It's like jerky. Like,
if something's been in my fridge for more than like a day after sour day, I'm like, not worth risking it.
Yeah.
But cat, no qualms.
I think...
Eating that meat 30 days after the sell-by date.
I mean, maybe the cat didn't have much choice. Maybe there weren't a lot of like, you know, delicious birds and mice or whatever around. And it was like, I've got a sweet deal here. They've just, it's like they left out...
Grandma.
You know, a giant bag of kibble for me to just... take advantage of.
I just love the headline. It sounds like something out of the zombie apocalypse, doesn't it? Cats hunger for flesh of dead humans.
And that was what I wrote.
So are we saying that are we saying that cats are really just zombies? Is that what it is? Because they like eating...
Do zombies eat brains?
Well, they
eat... Or not all zombies.
They eat a bit of everything. You always, in the movies, they just sort of go for it, don't they? They get whatever they can.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cats are zombies.
Maybe the cat has got a disease and maybe someone will capture the cat, eat the cat, and then they'll get the disease. And then that's how it all starts, the apocalypse.
The zombie plague.
Yeah.
It will make a transfer from jump from cats to humans.
It could easily happen. So this is about a cat and it ain't got no home, Lewis.
Oh, that's good. Let's end on a nice thing about cats.
No, but it you know, it's up for adoption and people can own this cat. It can be theirs.
World's worst cat, who is just a jerk, now up for adoption. Okay. Well, do you know what that is? That is a way to sell it. Just like Penis Man, that fucking cubicle and the Banksy, people will be fucking, yeah, this cat's probably already homed. People would love the world's worst cat.
Maybe it has. Maybe it's been, updated.
But I reckon there's someone out there who's like, you can't get a cat naughty enough for me to want to love it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be like such a thing. It's like those people who go to horror houses and they're like, torture me.
I was thinking it's more like, you know, a lady who likes a bad boy and she's like, I can change him. I can make him into a good boy.
Oh, maybe. But so maybe what
that's
you need
is... That's what they
is,
say about me.
But so...
I ain't changing for no one, doll.
But
what I say to him.
Yeah, you're going to be a real badass cat. But sometimes there's a case where you might need a real, like, cowboy, you know, John Wayne, dirty Harry cat coming into town, cleaning up all them rats, you know? Like, around a farm?
Well, if it's the world's worst cat, maybe it's just, it's really bad at catching prey as well.
Oh.
So it's not even good at that.
What does it do then? Why is it the world's worst cat? I need to know.
What's with this formatting? Let's see, what's it called? Perdita, it's called.
That is a real terrible name, isn't it, as well?
Perdita is not for the faint of heart.
Good Lord.
And doesn't like hugs.
Right.
Staff initially thought she was sick, but it turns out she's just a jerk.
She's not good with kittens, children or dogs? Oh my God. She is so troublesome that the shelter agreed to waive her adoption fee.
She's
please!
Free.
Take her off us!
She's free. They should pay people to take the cat away.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously, we don't know all the cats in the world, so maybe she's not the worst. But for us, she's pretty close.
Right.
Said Amber.
Oh my God.
Executive director of the shelter.
She growls, and when you go to pet her and give her little scratches, she likes it. But if you open the cage, she's coming after you.
I mean, what's she going to do? Oh, she might eat you.
Oh, my God. And while you're alive. You wake up in the night and your ear's like just gone. Just been
do you know what?
Off.
I would be pretty disappointed if that happened.
Do you reckon it's like, do you reckon cats could do that? Like, you know how leeches, okay, when they bite you, or mosquitoes, they put a little anesthetic on you.
Oh, right.
So you don't know they're doing it. Do you reckon a cat could evolve to like numb your like nose area and then eat it in the night?
I mean, maybe, because like cats' mouths are dirty, famously dirty. There's a lot of bacteria that live in cats' mouths. So if you get bitten by a cat, you can get infected pretty easily.
Right.
And maybe there's like a strain of bacteria that can sort of like numb the nerve endings. And if like a cat had that in their mouth, then it could just happily just eat you when you were sleeping and you wouldn't know. And you'd wake up in the morning, your legs are gone. They've been eaten by the cat.
Yeah, and your arms are gone.
And your head's gone too.
You didn't even know.
Yeah, your torso and balls, that's all that's left.
Your torso's gone. You're just a pair of balls.
Just a pair of balls.
Rolling around.
That would be sad.
And cat's playing with them.
No! You can't even say no.
You'd be saying yes.
Oh my God.
Fucking hell, the world's worst cat.
But, good news. The ad for this shelter and for this cat, it was on the Facebooks or Instagram or some shit.
It does look evil.
It went viral. They got more than 50 applications.
To adopt the world's worst cat, really? See, I told you people would be down for the challenge, didn't I?
So, you know, this cat's probably doing pretty good now.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe it's dead.
Fiona, there are now 3 full piss bags, and I'm running out of bags to shit and piss in.
To shit and piss in.
Lewis, did you hear about a man who was riding his horse in Australia and he got stopped by the police because he was using his mobile phone?
Okay, so like, just a routine. Was he on the road?
He was speeding as well. He was going 80 miles an hour.
Was the horse in the back of a car or on a train?
The horse was driving a car.
The horse was driving a car. The
horse was driving a car.
So he was riding that horse that was driving a car.
That's right, yes.
I mean, that would have gotten him pulled over for a start. That's not allowed. That's illegal. So what, he was just on a horse in a forest?
He was going down a rural road.
Okay.
Going at around 10 kilometres an hour.
Right.
Using his mobile phone. And then the police spotted him, pulled him over. And according to the law, a horse is a vehicle. And when you're operating a vehicle, you have to have a hands-free device fitted to the vehicle to use a mobile phone.
Right.
And he didn't have a hands-free device attached to his horse. Therefore, he was breaking the law.
Okay, first of all, I reckon that horses are vehicles because back in the day, that was probably the OG vehicle, right? And it's probably like the laws, because half the place in all these countries, the laws are like well old. And like you can get in trouble for all sorts of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you slap a man with a white glove on a street corner, whilst there is a lady with a petticoat showing, if you can see her ankle at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and the sun is in the air, then
you're allowed to shoot a Welshman with a crossbow.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
It's like archaic bylaws. And I reckon horses, because there was this period of time when horses were being changed over to motor vehicles, that people were scared.
How did they do that? Well, where did the engine go?
There was this guy who patented...
I know where the exhaust is, obviously.
Obviously. There was this guy who patented like the front half of a horse that would stick on the front of a car, so it made people feel more comfortable driving like a horse and carriage. So,
what the heck?
Right? I mean, in future, maybe this is more relevant if we start getting robot horses. So I think we should just keep the law going. I'm not against like, do you know what I mean? It's, in another 50 years, that law will be fine. We don't need to mess with it now.
When it comes to like driverless vehicles, I think we need to have like, is it called Johnny Cab from Total Recall? We need to have like a sort of animatronic, a really bad animatronic of like a New York taxi driver pretending to drive and just chatting to us to keep us at ease.
Here's a question. If you're on a horse and that horse is just going somewhere it wants to go, maybe like, for example, you take the horse, you drive it down. Yeah, you drive it down.
No, is it pilot?
You drive.
You pilot a horse.
Pilot a horse down to like the lower field.
Right, yeah,
and then
yeah.
you know that horse is just going to go up on its own.
To lower field.
To the upper field again.
To upper field.
Because there ain't no whales to get upper field.
Yeah.
And you let go and it just drives you back. Is that a driverless car, technically?
Driverless vehicle.
Yeah. Because you're not driving it. It
but
knows
the
where
horse
it's going.
Is driving. The horse is driving itself.
So it's... Right.
It's like AI.
But horse... But
it's horse eye. It's H-I. It's high.
Well, horses have got two eyes.
They do have two eyes.
Horse eyes.
Unless, you know, there's a terrible accident and it loses one.
Right, like it crashes into another horse because yeah. of a someone's on their phone and they're distracted.
Yeah. Oh my God, it must happen all the time.
I mean, I don't really have a problem with this. Do you know what I mean? What was it? Unless... He had like a really big phone and he was like playing a game on it, or he was like playing Fortnite on it. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he was.
I don't know if he'd get a signal in like rural Australia. I don't think he's playing Fortnite out there. Well, the ping would be
but
terrible.
I need to know more. If he was just checking like GPS, like, oh, okay, horse, we need to go left, right, whatever the way the horse
Apparently
goes.
Apparently, he was holding the phone to his ear, so I think he was making a call.
Right, and that's. I think that's okay.
Like. Hey, Mom, I got the horse. No, he's Australian. What's Australian?
All right.
Or, hey, Dean, you doing all right? Hey, Ma, I got the horse.
Quick, put another shrimp on the Barbie. I'm coming home with the horse. Get ready with the 4X. Like, what?
Put an apple on the Barbie for the horse. You know what he likes.
Yeah. Oh. Well, no, look.
That's some bad accents. That's some bad accents.
So what happened to him?
He's gone to prison for 280 years.
Good God, an overreaction. What is wrong with the legal system? Is the horse in trouble as well?
The horse got shot.
Right.
For breaking the law.
Well.
For having a man on its back using a phone.
It should have known better.
Yeah, it should have had a hands-free device installed onto it.
Where would you install that? Well, surely horses don't have hands.
On the bridle?
Anyway.
Horses, you are right. Horses don't have hands.
Thanks for reassuring me that I was right about that. I was concerned for a second after I said it.
I'm not going to gaslight you. You know, you are correct. Horses don't have hands. I'm not going to argue with you.
So surely they are a hands-free device already. What about if you talk to your horse, okay, and use it as like a communication device? Could the horse have... A phone.
So what, you talk to a horse.
You're driving
the horse.
A horse
uses semaphore to communicate to another horse that then turns its head like 180 degrees and then speaks in Spanish to the other horse.
Rider, I guess.
Who then like uses...
It's the word we've been looking for this whole time.
He has to use an app on his phone to translate from Spanish to Australian.
Put the apple on the Barbie. We're on our way home.
And then holds it to his... ear, and then the police come up.
Why are they
and then
in Spanish? Sorry, why was the Spanish?
Because horses speak Spanish.
Right, of course they do, because they're all from
Spain.
I kind of understand that. That kind of makes sense in my head that they would speak a different language to us. You know, like cats have their own language. Yeah. For like talking to each other. Like they understand each other's meows.
What language do they speak? Welsh?
What language cats would speak? No, it would be like, where are cats from? It'd be Russian.
Catalan.
Spanish again. Basically the Welsh version of Spanish.
Yeah, yeah.
Catalan,
the whales of Spain.
Come to
this
visit Catalan.
Sponsored by Catalan.
Do you reckon anyone's gone there and been disappointed there's a lack of cats? Because, you know, like, sometimes they have those places, don't they? Like Pig Island or, like, Rabbit Island. They're, like, sanctuaries for certain animals.
Yeah, I don't think Catalan is...
Do you reckon anyone, though, has gone there thinking, oh, it sounds nice, I like cats. I like Catalan. Yeah. Well, do you reckon they have more cats in Catalan than other places because of nominative determinism? You know? I'd like to look at the numbers. Can someone do some research for this show?
Can we do some research, please?
Can someone get on it?
Can we get a number of cats per head? I think it has to be.
Yeah, per capita. Per cat. Pizza. I'm doing my best.
Oh, God. Oh, okay, right. Here we go. Did you hear about the bride who ruined her wedding dress and her wedding day when she gambled on a fart and lost in a big way.
Oh my God. The way that's phrased is like her honeymoon was in Las Vegas. Do you know what I mean? She gambled. You know, like, you know, can imagine someone putting their wedding money on a table in Las Vegas and losing it all. But what happened? So she was at the wedding?
We'll see where it is, actually.
Was she at, down? Was she at the standing at the altar? Was she walking down the aisle?
So there's a post on Reddit, and it was the wedding planner that spilled the beans.
Oh, my gosh.
The bride herself, she spilled something else.
Maybe she had beans for lunch, though.
Oh, maybe that was it. It was too much fibre. Got things moving.
She did get beans all over herself. This York's chilling about reference. Where you that one? So...
The wedding planner was left sponging down a sobbing naked bride.
Oh, God.
So the whole point behind it was, I think she was given something in order to clear out her system so that she would be less bloated, so she would appear slender for the
so
wedding.
So it would fit into the dress better. So people do this themselves. Yeah. This has to be like the best day of your life, that the pressure's on. People do things they wouldn't normally do. They're very anxious, they're very stressed out.
Yeah.
You know, maybe she's like bought a dress that was a little bit too small and thought, you know, I'm going to lose weight to fit into this as like an incentive. Never do that, by the way.
No. I mean, it was described she was drinking detox shakes.
Oh, no.
So whatever the hell was in there. This is the happiest day of my life.
Oh, Daddy, thank you for walking Wait, me down what? The aisle. I'm the bride.
Oh, I'm the father. Yeah. I thought I was the groom. What, I mean,
on.
The bride.
Which way no, is it wait, supposed which? To be? I'm who's holds who's? No, you hold it like that, and I put my arm in it, right? Yeah.
So I'm. This is very awkward. I'm your daddy.
You're my daddy. I'm walking down the bride.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
Thank you. This is so wonderful. And then as soon as you get,
I'm so
into
proud
the
of you. Oh, you look so beautiful in that unshitted wedding dress.
Oh, no!
In that lovely pure white colour that would show any stain very clearly.
Oh, no, the Huel double chocolate shake I ate for lunch. I think it's... Oh, I'm just going to let out a little fart.
All right, then,
to release
love.
The pressure.
All right, I'll try and cough at the same time to cover it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
No, it's not stopping! I was sure no one's noticed!
There's some poor kid holding the tray.
He's like a
the
mud
kid
boy.
Just covered in it.
He's like a swamp child. It's just eyes blinking.
Oh, God.
And,
So, yeah, she ruined, I guess, like a $15,000 dress.
Oh, God, it was just like a whirlwind, a whirlpool, just a spray.
Apparently,
It
ended up with the couple feeding each other wedding cake with poo-stained hands.
What?
Which I don't quite believe.
What
that.
Do you mean? How did this get to that stage? How bad was it?
It must have been pretty bad. Pretty bad.
I mean, first of all, a wedding dress looks very sustainable. I mean, a lot of people might like even like take their undies off underneath. It might be like going very, very modern commando going on your wedding day.
Commando.
You're not going to be wearing like your Bridget Jones undies. You know, you want to look your best in all, you know, because like you're thinking afterwards, you're thinking, oh, we have to do that thing. You know, it's all tradition, isn't it? You know, the wedding.
It's all about tradition.
It's all about keeping...
What's
up appearances.
It? Something old, something new, something borrowed.
Something brown. Something poo.
Something poo! Oh, that's perfect.
Oh, we should have done that.
Absolutely perfect.
Do that again.
No,
that.
No.
We nailed it.
It's funnier with us getting it wrong the first time. Oh, my God. So, I think the problem was she couldn't like bathe because they were in a converted, no, not even a converted barn, just a barn. So it had no water or electricity.
Surely there'd be like hay and stuff around, like horses pooping in the barns all the time. Come on.
They needed some straw. That's what they needed.
Yeah.
Oh, God, look at that picture, that poor woman.
So, I mean, this is just a woman looking like she's having gut problems on her wedding day. But you know what? I reckon the wedding dress as well, it's a little bit like a spacesuit or whatever. You can't, like, take them off very easy, right? You have to just go in there.
Right.
And so apparently, okay. Old Neil Armstrong, when he was on the moon,
yeah,
he had, like, he just took a shit in his suit on the moon or whatever. Didn't. Or.
There's this one small step.
Honestly, we were lucky that he hadn't got beans. He had beans for lunch. You know, they were eating ice cream food.
It's got to be something quite compact, isn't it? So maybe like a tin of beans is too large to take into space. I guess the actual tin's pretty heavy.
Yeah. Well, so. Yeah, you probably want to use like sachets, light stuff. Keep it light. That's the thing. That's the thing you hear a lot about. A lot of people like on long train journeys are wearing adult diapers, so like because they can't get into the toilet. And there's a thing on the old coronavirus outbreak
that
like doctors are in these hazmat suits and they're just taking poops on the go. Because it's really fiddly to take them off and put them back on again and go through the whole rigmarole.
Do they have like a little zipper down by the ankle that they can like open up and just let out a turd?
Right.
Like, you know.
Or a fart.
I think they've got to push it down a bit.
have to squeeze it out the leg.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's awful.
Have you heard about the deaf man who's suing Pornhub?
There's a deaf man suing Pornhub?
Yeah.
There is like a deaf-friendly section. I feel like he's already... Why would he sue Pornhub? What's wrong?
Because he's trying to watch his pornographic movies and he can't follow the storylines.
Right, because of the lack of subtitles.
Yeah, I think maybe the only subtitles are ooh-ah.
Ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang.
Walla-walla-bing-bang.
Ooh-ee, ooh-ah-ah, ting-tang, willy-wally-bang, bang-bang.
So, not willies and bangs.
So,
maybe.
First of all, is Pornhub really the place where... do they make the movies? I don't think they do. Like, on YouTube, you don't have to subtitle all your stuff.
Well, maybe you should, Lewis. Maybe you should.
Well, there's rules for TV, though. If you're putting stuff on TV and movies, it has to be... You have to provide, like, subtitling and stuff.
Okay.
But I don't think, because... Unless Pornhub... Are Pornhub mostly... I wouldn't know. I hardly ever visit. But are most of the...
Hardly ever.
Are most of the
just
movies...
Just a couple of times a day.
Other people are uploading stuff,
just in
though,
the morning,
right?
It's in like, the evening.
It's like YouTube. It's not...
Sometimes at lunch.
They're not running it. I can understand them suing, like... Another site that I won't name. Bang Bus.
Jesus Christ.
I can understand them suing Bang Bus, being
okay.
Like, I can't get into it because the stories ain't...
There isn't really a story with Bang Bus. A woman goes on a bus, she gets fucked. That's the plot.
Well, but you know...
This...
Maybe that's all it needs. Like, if they just added a couple of things, like, ma'am, do you want to ride the Bang Bus? Oh, sure. Well, it'll be £1.50.
Oh, I don't have any money. Is there maybe some other way I can pay? What are you making these?
How far are you going?
All the way.
Well, I mean, I can...
Back to the depot, I guess.
Well, we normally go up the high road and over to Sainsbury's.
Oh, you can go up my high road. You go up my low road as well.
see, this is what that deaf guy wanted. We're going to have to subtitle this whole thing for him or else he's going to come after us now.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, you've got to be sensitive.
You do, especially when he's watching such movies as Hot Step Aunt, Babysits Disobedient Nephew, and Sexy Cop Gets Witness to Talk.
Are these two of the ones...
that's bad. Really bad.
He was confused by these things. Now listen...
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of movies and TV shows are quite confusing.
Yeah.
Even with, like, but deliberately so. Because they, like, they ask questions. You know, they let people fill in the blanks themselves.
Okay.
If you've got a title called Sexy Cop Gets Witness to Talk...
That's kind of it in the
You know
the
that,
title,
right? You go
really,
and see a movie like, I don't know, Memento.
Yeah.
Just pick one out of the air. You're not going to have a fucking clue what's going on with, like, even, like, paying attention.
So what should they have called it?
I don't know, like...
guy kills wrong guys over and over and over again because he accidentally killed his wife.
Yeah, like, I don't know if the movie would have called
that. It's kind of a spoiler, though.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. This is a spoiler. The porn videos are already spoilers, you know?
So what it should have been is, like, sexy cop tries to get witness to talk rather than gets witness to talk.
But maybe they should
have the ending.
But maybe they should have, like, more cryptic, like, movie titles. Like, The Witness. Do you know what I mean? Or just Witness. Or just the...
The Harrison Ford movie, where he goes into, like, the Amish community.
There's, like, movies called the same thing over and over again. There's been, like, 100 movies called Fury or whatever, or Angry or Salty or whatever. There's millions. Maybe this one could be called Salty.
What's Salty? What famous movie? Loads of movies have been called Salty.
Bet you there'll be a movie called that.
Can you describe
about
of Salty?
The Dream.
The Dream.
Yeah.
We're living it, man.
I'm just...
Hey, look at us. Hey. Could have thought it. Not me. Oh, my God.
Is he really suing Pornhub, or is this just the Pornhub fake story?
Sued, but sued means that he filed a lawsuit.
Right.
And then it was immediately dismissed because there is literally a category with closed captions, and they try and do as much as they can to assist.
I like watching stuff with subtitles now. I find it easier. No, well, I haven't tried it with Paul. Maybe I will after this.
Hey, Lewis. Have you heard this one?
Right.
Have you heard this? Is that, what's the line?
Did you hear about?
Lewis, did you hear about the man who broke his own record?
Right.
So he's got a new personal best for sitting in a barrel at the top of a pole. Sitting in a barrel at the top of a pole.
Fucking hell. Is this like the man who's got a record for most hours playing Minecraft in a while he has one hand in a bowl of jelly and he's standing in a room with 12 cats and, you know, he's got pink hair? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, how specific do we need to be? Man.
I mean, a lot of these
standing on a barrel
bullshit.
On a pole. What? I've broken my own record 22 years ago. I set this record. Is that what he said?
So, yeah. He was in that barrel for 2 months.
Oh, that's pretty long, actually, isn't it? I'm thinking I've now got a newfound respect for him.
But that was his personal best, and he's trying...
2 months?
Yeah,
he was up there... Do you reckon he has a really supportive wife? No, mother. Definitely not her wife.
I don't think he's a young man.
He's like, Mum, oh, fucking hell, you're right up your fucking barrel again. Yeah, I need to piss, Mum. Can you pass up the bucket? So, right.
Just piss in the barrel. All right, you've got a whole
Frank,
barrel up there.
You can't just fill up. That barrel, 2 months worth of piss.
It's got a hole in it, maybe.
What is it?
It's a very small barrel, isn't it?
So he lives in this barrel for 2 months. Shitting, pissing.
Sleeping. He's got to sleep in
that
barrel.
Has he got like a book? An iPad? He must have like someone supporting him.
He's got like people on the ground that he like talks. He waves at them. He can't really hear what they're saying. So
it's quite high up.
It's pretty high up. How high is it?
Day and night in the barrel? Sleeping in the barrel?
It's 80 feet in the air.
80 feet in a barrel? In a barrel?
And
for 2 months?
The weird thing is that he's a diver as well. What's he doing up in the air? He should be like underwater.
Why? Yeah, what the fuck? This story's so weird. Wanking in the barrel? Because he'd have to. Like, showering in the barrel? In a barrel?
Yeah, what's he do about hygiene? Maybe they hose him down once in a while.
Change his clothes? Like, do they sit... Well, like an elephant, just get a hose down up there.
And you get a brush as well. Really, really long brush.
It doesn't even, like, looking at this picture, it doesn't look like there's anything in the fucking barrel. If I was up in that barrel, it would be full of shit.
Well, it says he's got social media in the barrel, so he must have a load of shit.
He's got Wi-Fi.
Oh, nice.
That barrel looks really tidy, though. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm just surprised he's managed to keep it so clean. If I was living in a barrel for 2 months, it'd be full of garbage, like old tissues and, like, I don't know, ready meal wrappers and forks and stuff.
What
about all the stuff? Even if I'm going camping, you need, like,
bits and bobs.
This is, it raises a lot of questions. Apparently restaurants are providing him with food.
Oh my God.
So it comes up in a bucket, and I guess he poops in the bucket, and then he bring the bucket back down, empty it, and it's ready for his next meal to put in
the
there.
The barrel is small, but one of the requirements is that it has to be a certain size, so I'm limited in the space. Fucking...
There's rules that have been set about the barrel.
He's obviously using a regulation barrel.
It has to be.
Do you reckon there's another chump somewhere else in the world...
Trying to beat this record
on a pole, shitting in a barrel with his mum. Oh, that Frank over in Oklahoma's doing much better than you, Billy. You're a failure as a son.
I'll try my best, Mum.
Now shit in the bucket.
Where's my chicken tendies? Can you pulley them up, please?
So, in order to get up, into the barrel, 80 feet in the air, a helicopter had to lower him into it.
Right? He was lowered into the barrel by helicopter. How does he get out?
He needs the helicopter to pick him back up. It's so crazy, isn't it? It's so crazy.
How long is he going to be there?
Well, he said he wanted to set it for 80 days. Maybe there's been an update. When was this posted? Let's see. 21st of January. He's probably still up there now.
He probably is right now. As of time of recording, yeah. He might be done by the time this goes out.
He's probably died.
Well...
Died in a barrel. What a way to go.
I suppose if he's just...
Who was it? Was it Diogenes who lived in a barrel?
How does he exercise?
But Diogenes was crazy and he was like nude and rude at people.
Right.
This guy's just... Well, maybe he's the same.
Who the fuck is Diogenes? He's a philosopher.
He's a Greek philosopher, yeah.
He stood in a barrel. Are you sure that wasn't like a thought experiment, like the cat in a box or
No,
whatever?
He lived in a barrel.
Did he live in a barrel?
And he said that a chicken is a human being.
Right.
Do you not remember that?
No.
Well, you know, they
defined... Do I not remember the ancient Greek philosopher?
They were like defined... Oh, yeah. They defined a human being as like having two legs that they walk around on. He said, oh, hark, look, a human being walks by. And it's a fucking chicken.
It's like GCSE philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Fuck, I mean, there's still questions on this. Like, what does he do all day? Is he just stood there with a book? Does he sit
He's
down?
He's on social media all day. I mean, it says his wife and children are staying at home on the other side of South Africa.
I'm surprised.
So he doesn't even have this, like, outside his house. Like, it's just...
They moved away. Yeah, we don't want anything to do with him.
It's so weird.
They don't want to see him, clearly. How has he picked this location?
Maybe it's because of the restaurants that are giving him food. Maybe that's it. Maybe he picked like a sweet spot that was like equidistant between a whole bunch of nice food places. And he was like, you know, oh, I'll get a deal with them. I'll say, I really enjoyed McDonald's. It's delicious. And then, you know, as he's eating it, he's also taking his shit into a bucket. And I ruined, da 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 da. I'm in a barrel. It's a weird fucking story, isn't it?
Oh, it's so weird. Why do people do this? There's so many weirdos doing weird shit. This isn't even the weirdest one. There's probably some fucking guy. Like, it's probably a guy who's like a pilot. Okay,
right.
He's like underwater in like an. He's in a fucking fish tank.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Me and a horse in a fish tank.
Yeah.
Because he has to be like. The opposite. This guy's a diver.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like...
Oh, I see what you're doing now. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like stupid... Or like there'll be like a guy...
An astronaut like, buried underground for 27 years.
In a canoe.
And all he eats is Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
And he's trying to break his previous record of 25 years that he spent down there.
What? I mean...
His wife was not very supportive. That's what he says.
Wow. No, I can see. I can see that happening. I know the personality of this man. We know men like this, don't we? That weird guy.
He had to take, like, you know, 2 months or more off work as well. He's not providing for his family. He's up in a barrel.
Normally they have, like, a midlife crisis. And I don't know, get, like, a gym in their garage.
Get a motorbike.
Or get a motorbike and go around, I don't know, Vietnam on a motorbike or whatever.
Get a leather jacket. You know.
Let it go. Grow your hair out.
Grow your hair out, yeah. That kind of thing.
Yeah. So, do you reckon he's going to need that barrel when he's done? Or is that going to be, is it going to stay up there?
I'm sure it'll be available. You know, it'll be free in a couple of weeks.
It's going to be full of shit.
You know, they'll wash it out. They'll bleach
it. How does he do those? Who's helping him? If the wife and children aren't helping him, who's helping him?
There's an organiser that's named Fiona Jones. So someone's organising this shit.
Like
show.
His agent.
I guess.
Oh, God. I just want to know how he gets the piss down and up. What it's used for.
I mean, what if you were like, you know, a billionaire? Would you like pay people to do this? Say, hey, I'll give you like, how much would it be? I'll give you like $10,000 a day if you go up in a bucket. But you have to be up there. So for every single day, $10,000 up in a bucket.
Okay, let's just, for example, you're Fiona.
As long as you can stick
you're Fiona Jones. You're working in your shitty office, right?
Yeah.
And you really haven't got many clients. You've got like a mime guy who's not making any money these days. You've got I don't know, some...
The deaf love him, though.
Some terrible pink-haired Twitch streamer.
Yeah.
Who's not really cutting it. And then you've got this guy.
Yeah.
And he's like been off the books for a while because, you know, the last thing he did, Jerry Maguire or something. The last thing he did was like 20 years ago when he was up in a barrel. And you've been trying to get him up in that barrel again.
Show me the barrel.
You've been calling him and he finally breaks. He's like, I need the money.
Yeah.
I've thought about it long and hard. I'm going to go up in the barrel.
Okay? I'm going to go up in the barrel.
So you're like, okay.
I'll talk to my wife. She hates it. She thinks it's a terrible idea.
We have to do it on the other side of the country from her.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going up in the barrel, right?
Right.
You've booked the helicopter. You got like all the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going up. And so I get the helicopter, I go up there, you know, and I've been up there one night, and you're in the office, and you get a text from me on WhatsApp.
Yeah. Oh, what's this? What's going on?
Hey, out of loo roll. No loo roll.
No loo roll? What am I going to do? I can't get a helicopter to. I'm typing this. I can't get a helicopter to like airdrop some loo roll.
Yeah, but
you.
Just bring it up in the pulley.
We haven't installed a pulley. I didn't know we'd need a pulley. You'd drop in a barrel. There's a pole. There's a barrel. What more
I got
do you
a
need?
Dirty bum here. I've just pooped in this plastic bag and pissed in another plastic bag. My barrel's filling up with piss and shit. You're going to need to deal with this, Fiona. This is your job.
Just throw...
I'm hungry. I've been up here for 24 hours.
I'll see if I can throw some food up at you.
Okay, sure.
We're in South Africa. We can probably find, you know, a retired bowler that can chuck something up.
Stop telling me all this on WhatsApp. Come over here.
I'm sorry. I'm actually really busy. I'm dealing with my other two clients right now, but I'll be around later this afternoon.
Okay, the next day passes. Fiona, there are now 3 full piss bags and I'm running out of bags to shit and piss in. I have a very itchy bum because there's no toilet roll and I'm very hungry and thirsty.
Sorry, Vernon. That's his name. I just have to check. Sorry, Vernon. I've been really tied up at work. There was an emergency. Our pink-haired streamer, she didn't get enough subs this month. She called me up crying. I had to deal with that. But I'll be there this afternoon, definitely, for sure. 100%.
24 hours goes by. Fiona, help!
Oh, God.
It's like
to the brim.
It's like an Amazon packing order with those like inflatable bags. Oh, except they're all piss.
God,
I don't want to start throwing piss and poo bags out of the barrel. The children are waving at me from down below. I look at their ice creams. I'm very thirsty, Fiona. I've had to drink a few of the piss bags myself for hydration. I'm very hot. The sun keeps beating down. I have no umbrella to cool the sun.
And I just look at the text. I smile. I phone his wife and I said, he's going down. It's working.
My God, he must need so much
support. He'll be dead in 24 hours.
My poor
he's
man.
He's only been drinking his own piss. Are we going to get any money from this video?
Fuck.
It's just going to be...
It's a terrifying, terrifying situation to be in. Poor Vernon. Fuck.
He loves it. He loves it up there. gets away from his wife and his horrible kids.
What's that thing there attached to it? Is that the pulley? What's that thing? He's got like a little bird cage or something.
It looks like a barbecue.
What the fuck is that? Is that where he cooks his dinner? Are you allowed to bolt a fucking barbecue to the side of your barrel?
I guess it's allowed. It's in the rules. The Guinness rules.
How many fucking things can you bolt on there? Could you bolt like a monitor? Get like a laptop stand? Does he use it as a laptop stand? Do you watch telly on there?
I think there's a balance issue. You can't, you can't put too much on because it's only on a pole.
Fucking hell. Wouldn't you, what a guy.
What happened in his life that led to this, you know?
What a life.
Look, it just ends. A South African man has beaten the world record four. And it just stops. It just stops.
Hard to... I mean, look at that picture there of him, like, being up in the air. Look how high he is.
The one video, I guess.
Is that the man there?
Yeah, that's Vernon.
He looks cheery.
He looks happy enough, doesn't he? I'm in a barrel. I'm loving it.
Should we move on anyway?
I've forgotten why. I'm in a barrel. I've forgotten why.
Forgotten my wife's name. Forgotten my name. I'm all alone. All right, we'll edit that out or something. Yeah.